I'm not really an academic or multilingual, but I do find that my travels are enriched by the variety of languages and dialects you can encounter when you hit the road. Sometimes it's a special way of greeting someone or saying thank you. There might even be an expression that sums up an aspect of life in a way I'd never really considered before. I spoke about this with Dutch author Gaston Doren, who wrote a book called Lingo, Around Europe in 60 Languages. He gave us a fascinating introduction to the ways the languages of Europe shine a light on the cultures of the people who speak them.
One that I like, for instance, is a Serbo-Croatian word called medak, which is pleasure that you derive from simple things, such as, spending time with friends, which I think is an unexpectedly wise and meditative term from the former Yugoslavia. And another one is a word that exists in many languages. In Spanish, for instance, it's alfabetizar. It doesn't mean alphabetize, which does exist in English, but it means to make people literate, to teach them how to read and write. And it's such a useful word, and I always miss it when I have to explain this in English. Yeah.
What is the word again?
Alphabetize, or in Spanish, alfabetizar.
Oh, so to alphabetize is to make somebody literate.
Exactly, yes.
You've got a fun word in Norwegian for drinking beer.
Ah, right, yes. Utepils, or a glass of beer enjoyed outdoors.
So they actually have a word for a glass of beer enjoyed outdoors. And they have a word for they buy these disposable grills at the grocery store.
Right.
So the parks are filled with people with their one-time grills and their Utepils, their beers enjoyed outdoors. In German, you've got a good word?
Gönnen. Yeah, that's a fun word because you always hear that German has a word, Schadenfreude, which American English has adopted, I think. And then people say, well, it's so telling that Germans have a word for, pleasure at somebody else's misfortune. But then you also have this word Gönnen, which means enjoying somebody else's good fortune. And you never hear that.
Oh, that's a very good word. To get joy out of somebody else's joy.
Exactly.
Somebody joked that if in some other countries, when they have commands for their dogs, they use German words. Because German, if it's spoken with an edge, sounds like you're talking to a dog. Stimmt.
Yeah, German out. Still suffers of this bad reputation. It's so undeserved.
I find German a beautiful language. I love German folk
so
ballads
so
and music. When you hear Nina, do you know the German singer Nina?
Sure.
She's famous in America. She sings 99 Hot Air Balloons. That's the only thing Americans know about her. But I just love her music. And it's just, it throws out the window any notion that German is not a sexy sounding language. But I have to admit, in German, there's certain words that are almost onomatopoetic when it comes to organization and efficiency. like stimmt. Do you know what stimmt means?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, that's correct. Stimmt. So if you do anything, you go, is it sunny today? Stimmt. And then genau.
Genau. Exactly.
It means exactly, right? So that cost $2.50. Genau. So there's a lot of these. Yes. Okay. Right. But on the other hand, a lot of cultures, your culture, German, Norwegian, have a beautiful word for cozy that I think is a little special. Can you talk about those?
Yeah. In Dutch, it would be gezellig. In German, gemütlich. I think in Scandinavian, they have something like kuzeli. I'm not quite sure.
Kuzeli is Norwegian. And hugli. I think hugli is the
hugli,
word in
that's
Danish.
The one. You're right.
And the
You're
Danes, right. You just walk down the street and it's like a little fairy tale. It's like a little storybook. It's Lilliputian land. And it's just so Danish. And there's actually a word for it because they need a word for it. And it is hugli. Of course, gezellig is great. What's an example in the Netherlands of gezellig?
Well, we could end this interview in a bit with the words, well, thank you, that was really gezellig. It has been gezellig.
Gezellig, cozy, kind of convivial.
Exactly, yeah, convivial.
So what's another word that we wish we had in all the languages that you like?
Well, one that I like is pisamenteiro, which is Portuguese for something that, well, in English you could describe it as funeral crasher. So somebody who pretends to be a mourner, who comes to the funeral, but really only is in it for the free food and drink. Apparently, that's a phenomenon, either Portugal or Brazil or both. I'm not sure.
Whoa, there's enough people crashing funerals for the free food in order to have a name for it.
Exactly.
What's the name again?
Pisamenteiro.
Oh, that is great. I've been studying drug policy in Europe, and in many countries, the word for addicted, like if you're addicted to hard drugs, is enslaved, which gives it a whole different
It is spin. In Dutch, yes. Heroïneverslaafd.
So, Gaston, when somebody is about to wrap up a conversation like we are, what are different fun ways with the language to say goodbye?
Well, to say goodbye, even in a small country like Holland, there are many regional differences. You could say hoye or adi or ajus or doei or doeg or houdoe.
All of those.
You could even say with a Yiddish word, hey, the muzzle, which means good luck to you.
Ah, okay. So, and that's all within the Netherlands?
That's all within the Netherlands, exactly.
Talking about languages and cultures that have different words that we don't have, in Turkey, they've got a word for goodbye when you're staying and somebody else is leaving.
Right.
Güle güle is so nice. And every time, it's rare when I'm traveling because I'm usually the one that's leaving. But if I'm staying and you're going, I get to say güle güle.
Yeah, literally, I think it means smile, smile.
Is that right? Smile, smile.
I think so.
I like that. Well, Gaston Doren, güle güle.
Ciao.
I'm Rick Steves. I hope we make you smile when you listen to Travel with Rick Steves. I also hope we inspire you to think, and above all, I hope that we broaden your perspective on what it means to be a citizen of this planet and how fortunate we are to share it with such a dizzying variety of cultures. You know, one thing I've been concerned about lately is the amount of fear that's in our society. I think America's never been more fearful, and a lot of that deals with commercial media that I believe promotes fear. Here in public radio, we don't promote fear. We know that fear is for people who don't get out very much. We know that the flip side of fear is understanding. You know, we're a beautiful 4% of this planet, we Americans, but there's 96% out there. And with the world getting smaller and smaller and globalization such a reality, we're going to have to play ball with the rest of the world whether we like it or not. When we travel, when we enjoy programming that introduces to the rest of the world like you find right here on this station, we're able to develop a mindset that celebrates the diversity on this planet. We come home with the best souvenir possible. And that's an attitude where we're more inclined to build bridges and less inclined to build walls. That's why we're on the air. Our aim is to provide perspectives that dispel myths and misinformation and give you the widest possible view of our world. That's what public radio does best, and that's why I'm so proud to be a part of it. During this special fundraising edition of Travel with Rick Steves, we're asking you to help ensure that this kind of programming, programming that sheds light rather than spreading fear, can keep coming to you day in and day out. Like you, I rely on public radio to stay informed, not just entertained or distracted. I want my neighbors to be well informed as well. We all benefit when our whole community has access to this unique, quality programming. Not everyone who listens can pitch in, but if you can, I'm asking you to do that right now. I guarantee that your financial contribution will be smartly put to work to keep public radio strong right here in your community all year long. Please take a moment right now and do your part. Thank you.